today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on Constitution Day, September 17th, 2025 edition. This afternoon, a bunch of patriots are getting together downtown Sheboygan, right across from the Kingston Theater. They are hosting a birthday party for the U.S. Constitution. They're going to have ice cream. You can decorate your own cupcakes. You can come and actually meet Benjamin Franklin. Yes, the Benjamin Franklin will be there. So go there and tell Ben that Trucker Randy says hello and thank you very much, sir, for what you did for our country. Well, it's less than 2 weeks now. 13 days from today at midnight, September 30th, the budget expires. Fiscal year 2025 is over, and they either start operating at the stroke of midnight with the new fiscal year budget for 2026, or the government shuts down. Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks, Democrat of Grand Rapids, accused House Speaker Matt Hall of pulling away during budget and long-term road funding discussions when pen is being put to the paper on an actual agreement. A frustrating development just 15 days before a potential state government shutdown. Asked if the situation was akin to Lucy pulling the football away from Charlie Brown per the old Peanuts comic strip, Brinks responded, "Yep, that is a good characterization." Brinks talked to reporters after Governor Gretchen Whitmer gave roughly a 20-minute speech to about 100 stakeholders, staff, and media inside the Capitol Commons about the economic harm that's been caused by the current tariffs policies by President Donald Trump and the need for the legislature to present a balanced budget that honors her priorities by September 30th. However, another source familiar with the budget negotiations offered that part of Brink's frustrations may stem from the multiple staffers who are speaking with each other without necessarily even knowing what has been agreed to through other conversations. The source said, though, rest assured, progress is being made behind the scene. Well, during the governor's speech, her rhetoric wasn't necessarily anything that was new. However, Whitmer showed urgency in negotiating a final budget deal amid the prospects of tariffs already hurting the state's economy and causing the federal government to face a shutdown of its own. Also, the shift in alignment from playing nice with Hall and President Donald Trump to a message more aligned with the Democrats was noteworthy. Oh, so the governor's kind of growing a little spine, is she? She's been playing nice, well, no longer, evidently, per this speech. One of the things that the governor said in front of many of the Democrats from Lansing, Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Sarah Anthony was there, House Minority Leader Rajiv Puri, State Representative Alabas Farhat from Dearborn, the most recent House Minority Vice Chair of Appropriations. Well, in front of her team, Whitmer said, Whitmer only said President Trump one time in her speech. And it wasn't even in a critical way. However, she never uttered the words Speaker Hall. However, she did stress the need for a long-term road funding plan with the money from her bonding plan expiring. She spent all that money on those bonds she sold? Well, she talked about the need for literacy coaches and an education budget that would continue the free breakfast and lunch programs. These are her priorities? The governor said that the Senate Majority Leader is available and ready, and that she and her team are ready to go. Governing means compromising on a budget deal, the governor said. We can deliver on the priorities that I've been fighting for, investing in our kids, fixing our roads, helping us compete, keeping people safe, and delivering on the Senate's important objectives, helping us to make sure that we protect Medicaid, feed the kids at school, support moms and babies, and it can deliver on the House goals, too. They want to trim spending, fix local roads, and increase transparency. Well, not one Republican office holder was there. However, Kalamazoo Sheriff Richard C. Fuller III was there, as pictured above with the governor and the lieutenant governor, Garland Gilchrist. Kind of interesting because Fuller is the sheriff of the county that Hall represents in the legislature. So, okay, Governor, you're not going to invite the speaker, but you're going to invite his sheriff? Is that like a, it's kind of a pseudo-intellectual threat? What was the purpose of having his county sheriff there? Whatever. Well, also present from Hall's district was Kalamazoo Township Supervisor David Combs, Kalamazoo County Road Commissioner David Pawlowski, Dean Sawyer from WMED, I believe that's the 911 Emergency Services Ambulance Service Director, and also Jane Gonash of Discover Kalamazoo. Asked if the takeaway from the governor's speech yesterday is that the Senate and the governor are more aligned than maybe at any other point in the negotiation process, Brink said, absolutely. There is alignment. I think there has always been alignment in our core issues and our core concerns, and that may not always have been communicated clearly by all of the parties. Today, we stand united. Well, going across over to the chamber, speaking to the House Speaker Matt Hall, Hall simply wants to know what the Democrats want. For his part, Hall said all sides are negotiating tough through their constituencies. But the Senate Democrats have a budget that is $1 billion out of balance and no road plan that they can call their own. Recently, the Senate Democrats expressed alignment with Governor Whitmer's original road proposal from February. But Speaker Hall said that there's a lack of clarity. It's hard to negotiate with people who you don't know what they want. Whitmer's news service asked Speaker Hall if he was at the table in good faith. He answered yes. Well, then he was asked if it was part of his negotiating stance coming up to the table, coming close to a deal, and then backing off. He answered no. Both sides are negotiating tough, but progress continues to be made. Speaker Hall argues that the difference at the table is that the Democrats are representing the bureaucrats, the lobbyists, and the ghost employees, while his side is fighting for the taxpayers. Asked if he thought Brink's comments were part of her bargaining moves, Hall responded with, "I have no doubt they'll be fighting for their side." Well, part of the mix of the budget is the unions. UAW Local 6000 President Rachel Dickinson today said people's lives are at risk if the state was to shut down on October 1st, as is feared. The UAW represents 16,000 state of Michigan employees across 1,200 work sites in Michigan, including the Department of Health and Human Services, Secretary of State, state correction officers, and other critical departments. They're represented by the UAW? I did not know that. I thought AFSCME was their union. Wow. Well, this week, state of Michigan employees are expecting to see a two-week notice letter in their mailboxes warning them of the imminent shutdown on October 1st. When UAW Local 6000 members aren't on the job, Michigan feels it fast. Unemployment claims don't get processed. SNAP and Medicaid slows down and grinds to a halt. Public safety is even put at risk. This isn't just paperwork. It's people's lives and the stability of our state. Well, one of our elected officials, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, he's got some ideas about the budget as well. We'll get into his conversation after the governor's speech yesterday and the Senate Minority Leader Republican responding to what he heard. Short break, final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Ax My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axmytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of hour number one. Just wrapping up this budget story, the governor's speech yesterday. Statements by the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks, Democrat. Speaker of the House, Republican Matt Hall. Well, now comes the little man. Why do I call the Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt the little man? Because he and his Republican senators are irrelevant. Senate's controlled by one seat, 19 Democrats to 18 Republicans, and basically Winnie Brinks and her Senate Democrats don't even talk to the Republican state senators. They don't even need to be there other than to make a quorum and to be able to vote against everything the Democrats want, maybe, possibly. That's it. Well, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt responded yesterday by saying if Governor Whitmer was serious about economic development, Michigan wouldn't rank among the states with the highest unemployment rate after 6 years of her leadership. Instead, Michigan's economy is underwater because of Lansing Democrats' failed policies, including the repeal of right to work, reinstating prevailing wage mandates, an unaffordable Michigan Green New Deal, and billions in corporate handouts for empty promises of jobs that never come. Nesbitt was recorded on Monday at a Republican event in Livonia saying his two main priorities from the budget discussions, that no money is diverted from the teacher pension fund so that the state can continue to pay down its long-term liabilities, and that road investments are made without any increase in taxes. Asked what he'd be willing to give up on and still give a yes vote on the budget, Nesbitt didn't bite, saying instead that he didn't vote for any budgets last year because they diverted another $600 million from the teachers' pension fund, which makes us less prosperous on the long term and hurts our credit ratings. He also said whether a road plan brings $3 billion, $2 billion, or $1.3 billion to roads, that's something you can find consensus on across the aisle everywhere in Lansing. So, bottom line, this is going to come down to, I believe, the final hours on Tuesday, September 30th. I think they're too far apart. And the governor, and now it appears the Senate Democrats, are working together in unison, and they're saying they're not going to pass the House budget, where they found $5 billion in waste, fraud, and abuse, went through every single department line by line, and basically passed a $78.5 billion budget. No, not good enough. So you know what I say? I'm Speaker Hall. I'm representing the caucus of the Republican state representatives. Our budget is the budget. Take it or leave it. You either pass our budget or we're not negotiating. We're not compromising on anything. That's it. Shut it down and we will blame it on you. Because the people of the state of Michigan, we've had to make cuts in our budgets. We've had to tighten our belts. It's long overdue for Lansing to do the same. Price of everything going up. We've been dealing with this Biden inflation for 4 years. This Whitmer inflation. We've had it. We're done. You giving away billions of dollars to empty promises to your buddies, to your friends, these companies, quote unquote. The Attorney General, Dana Nessel, she's still going after the $20 million grant given to Faye Baydoun, a Democrat operative, personal friend of Governor Gretchen Whitmer, through the MEDC. That's still ongoing. Well, that's my advice to haul in the Republicans in the House. Stand strong. Don't negotiate. Don't compromise. If they don't pass your budget, let them shut the government down. Blame it on the Senate Democrats and blame it on Governor Gretchen Whitmer. You guys can all look bad and you're in unison, locked arm in arm. You are in agreement that, you know, the evil Republicans in the House, well, we're not going to agree to their budget. I won't sign it. Well, lady, guess what? That's on you. We want the House Republicans' budget, pure and simple. The amount of work that they put into it, the effort, going through every single department line by line and coming up with that budget is exactly what we the people want. Pass it and sign it and keep the government open. If you don't, it's on you Democrats. Hour number two today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD.